Well, we've been on the dive team, we've seen the wind farm boats going out, and I maybe shouldn't say it, but somebody told me they're burning 2,000 gallons of diesel a day installing them. So how much energy have they used to build them, to transport them, and then before they even install them 2,000 gallons a day. So how much are they going to do now before they start paying back?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a very valid point that doesn't always come across with the campaigning in favour of green energy. It's not like the river that's already there. You've got to construct
them. And I mean, the service life of them. They've maybe got 25-year service life. What do you do when they've reached the end of that? The Greens are all saying, these nuclear reactors, you can't get shot at them. But one reactor's probably provided enough electricity for the country for 50 years. One single wind turbine won't have done that. And it's left an awful mess when you've got to clean it up.
Thinking of it in terms of diving, what sort of impact do you think that they are having on seabed?
A lot, to be honest. Certainly the Robin Rig one. They're going to put 100 wind farms out, 100 wind turbines out there. Everyone's got a 100-ton block of concrete on the seabed in the middle of the prawn grounds. The amount of pollution coming out of the boats as well, and the disturbance that they cause, and the work on the seabed upsetting the silt and everything else. I don't really think they're as environmentally friendly as people think. They see them spinning away and thinking that's making nice clean power, but there's an awful lot of damage done to get it there. So I think we'll learn in a few years' time. We might go out and dive over there. And there'll probably be a nice artificial reef and there'll be growth and everything on it. But what you don't see is the prawn beds that have been destroyed to get them built, and, you know, the other sides of it which people don't see. And there's also, I mean, the visual impact of them. And I do and I don't like looking at them. Out at sea, fair enough. On land, I'd have seen.
In some places, they're very, very intrusive.